In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The reading of the third Sunday of the blessed month of Kiak, as we have just heard, is about the visit of Saint Mary to Elizabeth. And Saint Mary spoke with the tongue of prophecy about herself, saying that all generations will call me blessed. And when we question this prophecy, why we praise and bless Saint Mary, we find many reasons for that. The first reason is her role in bringing salvation to the world. The people sometimes underestimate this role, saying about Saint Mary that she was just a carrier to the Savior. She didn't do anything in that. But actually, here, if we look at the situation, she chose by her own will to accept this. She could have said to the angel, "No, I cannot accommodate that. I cannot have a son where no father will be identified for him, and then everybody will look to me, and then my reputation will be at risk." She could have said no. But she didn't. She, by her own free will, accepted the Annunciation. And then her role in salvation was now clear. God have waited for more than 4,000 years, searching for this young girl who is to be worthy to carry him in her womb. We bless and we praise her, because through her, Adam and his offspring were brought back to paradise. We praise Saint Mary because of her belief for what the angel have told her about. Never happened before this incident. Somebody would come with no father, and his son is the Holy One, the Son of the Most High. She believed that this is behind comprehension. Imagine the Annunciation, put yourself in the shoes of Saint Mary. How this would happen? God, the one who is exalted above everything, the Creator, would humble himself and be in the womb of this young girl. She believed and she trusted, and she said to the angel, "I am the maidservant of the Lord." Her trust and her belief in God and her faith, also we praise her for. We praise Saint Mary for her virtues. She expressed a lot of virtues in her life. First of all, as we spoke last week, her humility and humbleness. She never tried at any time in her life even to preach, to teach. If anybody would talk about the Lord, no one knows better than her. But she chose not to talk at all. The only time she requested, she said something, she asked the Lord for something, is when she asked for the people at the wedding of Cana of Galilee. Also, we could notice in her life the life of submission, total submission to the hand of God. She did not have something special for herself. Since his young age, she was submissive to all those who were entrusted on her. When she was 3 years old, she was brought to the temple as a Nazirite to God. And she lived there. She did not choose to be engaged to Joseph. She did not have her own life to enjoy it. She was always submissive to those who are entrusted on her, and to, of course, the hand of the Almighty working in her life. The virtues of Saint Mary is not only restricted to her humility or her submission, but also to her serving attitude. Today, when she visited Elizabeth, actually we read many things about how the service should look like. It was said that she went to Elizabeth in haste. She was running to go there serving. Why she was in hurry? She is not going there to be praised or to get any credit for by any means, but she was in haste to serve. Secondly, we hear also that she went to the house of Zacharias, and it was on the hills. So this young lady was 13 years old, and carrying the one who is waited for many years, was running over hills and mountains in order to do what? To serve. That's all. This is her motive, only to serve. We read also that she stayed with Elizabeth for 3 months until Elizabeth gave birth. And here is the completion of the service. She did not go for a while. She had a task and she had to start it and to finish it. She stayed there all the time, making sure that Elizabeth will be taken care of until she gave birth to her son, John, St. John the Baptist. So many virtues we could see in the life of St. Mary. Her humility, her submission, her serving. Actually, if we keep on meditating on her virtues, this sermon will not be enough for it. We praise St. Mary because of her suffering. She carried many crosses in her life. First of all, she endangered her reputation, accepting to carry a son with no identified father. She was all the time living in poverty. She was the mother of God, the one who is the source of goodness for all the creation, but she did not find a place to give birth in. And she did not even ask for any privilege. I am to be the mother of the Most High. Then at least God give me a good place to give birth to your son in. We never heard such a prayer from Saint Mary. She, all his life, she lived as a poor woman, and this never changed it to the very end of her life. Also, in her suffering, she was obliged to flee from King Herod, traveling to Egypt, riding over a donkey with her fiancé and her son. Why she would endure all of that? We did not ever hear something from her like, why God this happening to me? Why? I am taking care of you. Why you don't give us some privileges here? She never asked for this. She accepted suffering with a heart of thanksgiving. She did not have any joy in her life. Any mother who would bring a son, she would always dream that this son one day will get married, bring children to her, and this will bring joy to her heart. All of us, being mothers or fathers, we dream the day that our children would get married and get us children. But she never had the opportunity to dream about that. She knew that this son who is to come, he is going to suffer and is going to die, so everybody else would be saved. Can you imagine this? Somebody is having a son and he is raising him to know that he will be offered as a sacrifice. This is something behind our ability even to endure or to comprehend. We always look to Saint Mary and to the Lord Jesus Christ as he is God and this is his plan and this should be fulfilled. What is the problem? For her, she was his mother. Her feeling toward the Lord was different than all of us. This is the one whom she took care of him in her womb for 9 months. She nurtured and she lactated him and she took care of him. She saw him all the time walking before her. He was her child, her joy. But she did not have the chance even to dream that my son would be living a normal life like any other son. Saint Mary, before even the Lord himself carries his cross, she was carrying many crosses in her life. And this is something also we praise and bless her for. We praise St. Mary because she is the faithful advocate for all mankind. All the time she is asking on our behalf. Even while she was living here on earth, she was supporting the disciples and asking on their behalf. Now, she is doing the same role in heaven, and we trust that her intercession above all the saints and the angels in heaven. We praise Saint Mary also because she is the mother of God. And if God gave the commandment that you should honor your father and mother, then by this commandment we understand that the Lord honored her because she was his mother, and he is the one who gave the commandment that you should honor your father and mother. So now when we honor her, when we praise her and we bless her, we are sharing the Lord in what he was doing, and I think he is still doing to his mother till now. How then we can deny this? How we could think that, no, we should not be praising her? She was just a shell for an egg. How could we think this way? If he is the one, the Holy One is praising and blessing and honoring her, how can we do otherwise? Many reasons today we can think why we should be praising Saint Mary. And I'm wondering, I'm amazed at the churches which denies herself this blessing. When we honor Saint Mary, we are to be blessed. We are not going to add to her anything. She doesn't need anybody to add to her any glory. The Lord already have praised and blessed her. But when we do this, we are to be blessed. This month, in the month of Kiahk, is we call it the month of Saint Mary, where all the believers come to the church and praise Saint Mary and offer to her praise and blessing, fulfilling her prophecy that all generations will call be blessed. May the Lord to accept her intercessions and prayers all the time on our behalf. For him is the glory forever and ever. Amen.